When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It goes without saying that you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Seffi and this is Wing.
And I'm Wing.
This episode is a very kind of, I guess, quite vulnerable, cozy, quite sweet episode.
Nice.
I think, there's a big storm brewing outside. The winds are blowing. So you might hear some crazy noises. I mean, it's creak, rattle city in my room anyway. I don't know about yours.
Kind of, we're coming to you from the Gryffindor common room.
We really are.
And you're in the Slytherin common room. We're on Skype talking, and yeah, then you're listening to it.
Nice. We're talking through the fireplace, I think. Harry!
Nice!
People are listening.
Whoa. like 75% of people just turned off.
Maybe make a hot chocolate, a butter beer, if you will.
Ooh la la.
Make a little hot drink and get into our convo. We're talking about... Get into our convo, or don't. Do what you want. We're talking about social media and quarter life crises and why we're debatably breaking down.
Everyone's in... The crises are resounding. Can't move for crises.
So... I mean, make of this what you will, and hopefully enjoy.
Also, I'm just extra emotional in this episode because I had just dropped my dog off at the fucking vet for a surgery, and I've been crying all morning. He's fine, but I'm just more emotional than usual, if that is even possible. So that explains my mood in this episode. Okay, why I think this is an interesting topic, and kind of talking about something that we talk about all the time, to be honest, so boring, and something that we've been talking about a lot recently is kind of the past 2 years. We've been in a pandemic, like everyone's been on their a lot of people have been on their phones a lot more, blah blah blah. And I kind of wanted to start with something that I was thinking about the other day, which is just that there was kind of this sentiment that I think has kind of been lingering around of which I totally think is true in a lot of ways for a lot of people. It's definitely true to me in some sense. The idea that, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, for example, we had just time to really be alone and to really get to know ourselves and to really just appreciate who we are when we're on our own and try out new things and take a step back and blah, blah, blah. And I actually think through the pandemic and through social media and just the past few years of being in my early 20s, whatever, I feel like I haven't been taking time on my own to get to know me better. I feel like I've been taking time to get more and more lost in whatever my identity is. Like, I feel, to be honest, a lot further away from having any grip on who I am, mostly. I think, yeah, like, I've probably learned some things about myself. Yeah, like, I've grown up and whatever, blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't even say grown up, but you get what I mean. I've grown.
You've evolved.
I've evolved. I've been doing the work. But I mostly just think I've been kind of bummed out and confused for like 2 years. I just wanted to share that with the class.
I don't know how I feel. I think it's just a mix of everything. Like, when I was reading through everyone's responses, someone would say, oh, I learned so much about myself. And I'd be like, yeah, that's it. And then the next person would say, I've never been more insecure. It's like, yeah, that's it as well.
Yeah.
So I just think, I kind of feel like it's everything in one.
Yeah.
I feel like I've lost myself, I've found myself, I've stayed the exact fucking same. I don't even really know who I am anymore. Basically, it's a mess.
But don't you think there's such a vibe of like, we all had time to reflect and blah, blah, blah. It's like, I think I just had time to go mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just me, maybe.
Let me think. I think at the beginning, it's too long now. The whole thing's too long. At the beginning, I think there was this kind of vibe of we're going internal. If you know kind of tarot, we would say hermit card is what we're being served.
You're about to hermit the fuck up.
It was that time of kind of go in. And I do think there was a time of reflection. But now that's long gone. Fucking hell. I think now it's just, I don't know. I'm getting weird vibes.
A weird vibe. So you said you've been learning, you learned things about yourself over the past couple years.
Don't ask me what they are though.
Okay, well, I was gonna say, what have you learned? I think that's a fair question, but no worries if not.
It totally is.
We're just gonna take whatever you say with a pinch of salt. We're not gonna hold you to these answers. It's just a free...
I think I've had a lot of phases. I think everyone has, surely. I mean, just a random fucking boring thing is like yoga. Who fucking knew that I loved yoga so much?
Were you not doing that before the pandemic?
Not at all.
That's interesting.
Not at all. And not even in the romanticized lockdown where everyone else was doing yoga, I wasn't doing yoga. It was only when it was kind of the winter sort of vibes that I was like, okay, yeah, yoga. Now that's my thing.
And had you never done yoga before?
No, I'd done yoga before, but not in an everyday part of my routine sort of thing. Like, I'd done yoga, but never in a way that's like, I live by this now. Like, this is a mandatory part of my routine.
Uh-huh.
It still is a huge thing, an absolute massive thing that's like transformed my day to day.
That's nice.
Huge. I wasn't doing that before. Of course I learned so much from that.
That's lovely.
And I still am, but it's just... I don't know. I don't know if there's a huge, like, I don't have a huge lesson.
Yeah, we're not full of revelations.
No, I'm the opposite of full of revelations. Do you have, like, anything? What do you say, like, is the big thing you learn?
Oh, God fucking knows. God fucking knows. But I just feel like I'm at a point where I'm thinking, like, shit, the time has passed. I just feel like everyone gets into these phases where they're just like, what the fuck am I doing? And who the fuck am I?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, who's Wing when she's at home? No fucking clue. Like, who is
that?
Oh
my God, no clue.
Who is this bitch? No idea.
I think that is one of the scariest feelings.
So yeah, sometimes it's good, right? Because you're sometimes like, it's just whatever. There are no rules. There's no limits. I can just be whatever. Fluid. Like, I don't know who I am. And I don't really care to find out right now. I'm just going to live and see. And it's fine. And there's like a carefree part to it. I feel like the negative spin on that is really feeling the discomfort of kind of being you.
Yeah. I think that is an absolutely horrific feeling, especially when you pair it not only with COVID and everything, but then also with social media as a whole. When you think that, when you're realizing, who am I? But I've also been like sharing bits of myself. Like, I've been sharing my daily, like my life with people. It's like, how dare I?
Yeah.
It's like you're identifying more with the like present, the outward presentation with yourself. And then you sit in your bed, you take your makeup off and you're like, who the fuck's this bitch? That is an awful feeling. And I think we both felt it.
A million times over. Mm-hmm. It's just like a weird... I think you can feel that in terms of like, you don't feel comfortable in your own skin. You don't feel comfortable in your own mind or where you are in your life.
Yeah.
Like,
just nothing
it's
hits.
It's such a weird... Yeah, it's all just a bit off. The vibes are just off.
Which I think they have been for us. Like, I think... I don't know. Are we gonna, I'm almost just leading us straight into... I guess.
Yeah, guys, Shrove Tuesday is coming up and we need a full month to celebrate. So we're not going to be around.
Well, we had a phone call. Well, we've been speaking for a while. We were like, why do we just feel slightly...
We've been speaking for like 3 years straight.
About why do we feel slightly, I guess the word is lost. And I think we were on the phone and we had the idea, the grand, great idea that I think we need to take time off. And I think we need to take... specifically a month off.
There's going to be 4 Mondays in March with no episodes.
Yeah,
that's what it means for you. What it means for us is we'll be going mental, turning ourselves inside out, doing our laundry.
Yeah. Actually looking at my life. I can't wait.
Exactly, yeah. But what it means for you is you'll just have a bit of peace and quiet for a bit, which is probably quite nice.
The book club will still be running over on our Patreon, but we will not be on the podcast.
There'll be no episodes.
And I think it's so needed.
Just because I almost think, I was saying to Seffi, I was like, I just feel dry. Like, I feel like I've got nothing, there's nothing of substance here to give you guys now. Like, I've really run dry, which you can probably tell. And I don't think it's fair to anyone, like, listening to, you want to be able to, I think it would be nice if we go away, think about what we want to talk about, bring you some fresh things to talk about and blah, blah, blah. You get the gist.
I think the truth of it is we have got a bit lost in it, in that it's difficult to form your identity when your outward identity is changing. It feels to us quite rapidly that it's almost like I don't really like coming to a microphone every day and having to say your thoughts. It's like then you get so used to the performed aspect of yourself. It's like, wait, but what happens if for 3-4 weeks I don't have to have any thoughts? That would be so fucking freeing right now. Mm. And that means we can come back with new thoughts. Yeah. But at the moment, I've got nothing.
Got nothing left, Ian Beale style.
Also, I'm just kind of hit with the absurdity of the fucking storm. It's like we're having this conversation. Honestly, I'm in a wind tunnel.
The storm is a brewing. You know where we are? We're in the bit in Philosopher's Stone where it's, Daddy's gone mad, hasn't he? We've gone to this fucking island in the middle of the sea.
A windy fucking tower.
Hagrid's gonna burst the door down.
Oh, I can't wait for him to burst the door down.
It's just quite an intense thing, I think, to come every week with like some fresh tears and fresh laughs and whatever we're feeling and share them. And I think for us it was so easy at the beginning because there was no one listening, and now I think we just need to adjust to the fact that we're so lucky to have people listening. I think we really need to let that like sink in. I think that's a big thing for us, is we just can't believe that anyone's listening, so thank you.
It's a combination of we need to actually process that because we always say it, higher priestess, she that will not be named. Then we were Seffi and Wing. Since Seffi and Wing, we've completely changed the way we speak, the way we do this, and I think you can really feel a difference in it. And I think we need to process the fact that the space has completely changed since we last had a break, or since we last
had a breakdown
or anything.
Take breaks, not breakdowns.
100%. It resounds.
It resounds so heavy.
And I also think we need to work out a way within ourselves that we can do this and not be performing. Like, as much as there is, like, we're real, there's still like a layer of performance that I just want to shed. I just can't have the version of myself that I project on here that's a version of myself that I find acceptable, and then when that slips, I see that as it's an unacceptable version of myself. And mm-hmm. I can't have the distinction. I need the whole thing to be okay to share, otherwise it's just not sustainable for me. Like, I need to work out a way that I can do that.
Yeah, there's not only one version of you that has value.
Exactly.
And I think also it's about setting a nice example for anyone that is listening, in the sense that I want you lot to feel like you can take breaks all the time. Yeah. I want you to feel like all parts of you are worthy, not just the parts that are high energy or like insightful or any of that. Like, I want everyone listening to feel very relaxed. So I think we need to lead a bit more by example.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's the only way we can do it, because I kind of think my sister listened to the first ever episode that she's listened to. She's, for the years and years we've done this, she's never listened to an episode, because I was like, don't listen to one. She listened to the most recent one. And then I said, we're taking a break and we're taking the whole of March off. And she was like, yeah, like even listening to the newest one, I think you need that. It's like, God, it's evident in the content that we're insane.
I think we're giving a bit too much, maybe. To be honest, everyone probably needs a break from us. They're like, God, every week in, week out, these guys dump their shit on me.
Yeah.
Give me a break, Seffi and Wing.
I think from editing them, like, it's one thing being in the conversation, having the mental conversation, but then when I go back mm-hmm. through them, it's like for the last 10, you can kind of feel us becoming more and more mental, and I think that's fine. But I do think it's time now for a month of not having to have thoughts, just empty brain month, and I can't wait.
Yeah. Okay.
How
do you think your relationship with social media needs to change?
In every conceivable way. In every conceivable way. First of all, I think there are two aspects of the way in which social media... I think everyone's, but let's put it on me, mm-hmm. is there's one that's as the kind of the endless consumption of it. That needs to change. Goes without fucking saying. Screen time, fucking hell.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hell.
What is your screen time saying these days?
It's low. I'm not gonna lie, it's low at the moment because of this documentary that I watched.
Well, what was it before?
Oh, well, it was probably
you don't
like,
have to say, forget it.
No, I don't care. I don't care. God. God, as if I give a shit about my screen time.
We've said worse things.
I think it was at like 4 or 5 hours, but I think today it will be. Today it's 43 minutes.
You're so brave. You're so vulnerable for sharing that.
But as in, it will creep back up. This is why the break is needed.
Yeah.
But I watched a documentary. It's on BBC iPlayer called The Instagram Effect. It's nothing really that groundbreaking, but it did make me think.
You've been paying your TV license?
Yeah, definitely. 100% every last penny paid.
Just checking.
100%.
Paid in full, yeah?
You cannot catch me out on that.
Okay. There's an officer in your area who's about to pay a visit. Well, that's what I've heard.
I'm paying it, I promise. But they were saying about how people use Instagram as like a self-soothing thing. So it's like you're feeling stressed, you pick up your phone, you start scrolling, but you're using pretty much the most harmful way of self-soothing yourself. And I just thought that aspect of social media has to go. If you're feeling stressed, you need a distraction, that's not where you go to distract yourself.
Mm-hmm.
A world of nightmares is not the place to self-soothe.
Hell.
Yeah, it's just like hundreds and hundreds of daggers or is your kind of baby's bonnet. I don't fucking know what that was. Was that a metaphor? And then the other aspect of social media that I think needs to go is there's the consumption side and then there's the creation side. Anyone that posts on Instagram, which I think some people don't use Instagram to post at all, and are purely there for the scrolling and for the consumption.
For the vibes.
Or you can lie and say you're there for the connection. We're not. Mm-hmm. Let's not be silly. If you post at all and if you have any awareness of like your feed or the most disgusting word, your brand or any of this stuff, for me personally, you can do what you want. But for me, that needs to go. Like there's no planning feeds anymore. There's no fucking... So Sevin, we're about to get ugly. but I just think there can be no awareness for me of, or like I need to lower the awareness massively of like the outward presentation. Like it needs to just be, if you think that's a good photo, put it up. There's no otherwise you take something that can be fun and you turn it into something that's a living hell.
Can it be fun? Have you had a time where it was completely fun?
Have I had a time where it's completely fun? I mean, they're momentary, aren't they? There's a moment where you see a funny thing and you laugh.
Right, yeah.
And those are the moments. Is that what we're hanging on for?
But what about in sharing?
In sharing?
It's always telling you something, isn't it, about your worth?
It's always, always, always. As much as it can be fun and you post a thing and it's like, okay, I like that photo, how much of that validation is healthy and how much of it is just like the worst fucking feedback you could be getting?
I think as well, it's kind of the amount, it's the amount of feedback. It's like the sheer volume of like opinions that you're getting all the time.
Yeah.
If we could just cut that down, because I feel like taking in that much of other people's shit is really not a natural way of existing on this planet. And no. That's why I think the pandemic is interesting, because especially when you think about everyone being at home, not physically being like able to see people in real life, and then slowly but surely the only people that you see and the only versions of people that you see, whether you know them in real life or not, is through a screen. And it's oftentimes something that they've chosen to show you.
Yeah.
I started to forget what people look like. Like, even when I see my friends, I'm like, that's what you look like. Not that they, like, I'm friends with a bunch of catfishers, but you get what I mean. Like, when I see people, I'm like, that's what humans look like. And I don't see humans that much.
Well, when you saw me, do you remember?
Yeah.
We hadn't seen each other in a year. And you, the first thing you said to me, quite rude, but also I totally get it. You went, oh my God, you've aged.
It was
you've
complete aged. Joke. You said to me, I look ancient.
You look ancient.
That was you. You started it. I said, you look like you've been on a sunbed, because you said I looked older, and I thought, I'll get you back.
That is fucking hilarious.
I thought the sunbed joke was funny. You didn't look older, by the way. I don't think we did look older, but it's just funny seeing people in real life.
Oh my God, it's 100% funny, because also it's like we all look kind of 10% more haggard than we present. Like, I just love... Do you know what? You said something About
Euphoria.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, Euphoria. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if you want this, but I was trying to think, is there anything that you wouldn't want in this? But you were saying the reason, reasons you liked Euphoria was you're seeing faces, you're seeing real people. And I think I said, all their teeth are fucked. Like,
which I didn't notice, but it's kind of the thing of like, I don't even know how to say this, but kind of, what's her name? Alexa Demi or whatever. Alexa Demi.
I've got no idea who that is.
Well, Maddie, the girl from Euphoria.
Maddie, yeah. Yeah,
she's
Maddie.
So gorgeous, obviously, completely stunning, like objectively stunning in real life and online and whatever. Like objective, well, not objective, you get what I mean. Gorgeous, gorgeous person. But it's almost like, you know when you can tell like a boy has never seen a woman up close?
Yeah.
Or like there's this thing, I don't even know what fucking game it is, but they're making this game or something. It's not Lara Croft, but if you imagine like Lara Croft, and it's like, oh, when it cut, like there's like stills slowly being released of like what the woman, the character is gonna look like.
Yeah.
And this guy tweeted like, there's been a lot of uproar about what she looks like. And one of the guys tweeted, like, why has she got a fucking beard or whatever? And it's obviously not a beard. She just has, like, hair on her face, as all humans do.
Yeah.
Just, like, fluff on her cheeks.
Human skin.
Human skin. And someone tweeted it being like, tell me you've never seen a woman up close without actually telling me. Because it's kind of like, if a boy has only ever seen...
Lara Croft,
like bodies in porn or whatever, it's like you've never seen a human up close. And I think that's what I became for a bit. It's like I haven't seen humans up close.
This is so fucking true.
So I forget that like you have little hairs around your ears or like a little wrinkle around your eye, just like all the good bits of humans just get washed away.
All of the most stunning bits,
all the cutest parts just get rinsed out.
I think that's also part of what we were saying as well, like what part of Instagram do we want to be involved in. Like I personally, and I think I can speak for you as well, I don't think we want to be involved in anything fake.
Definitely.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I think we just want to be involved in real shit. Like, I don't want ever, I mean, on the basic level of airbrushing out fucking body hair or a dimple or a fucking wrinkle, I actually don't want to be a part of any of that. Like, I actually think it's it goes against my morals.
Well, this is why, do you remember months ago I was like, on Seven Wing, I'm not using filters, like the cute little cowboy hat filter or whatever on stories, because I like the pink cowboy hat, but it changes my face. Like, I don't like that.
It balloons your lips up to an insane level.
And it changes my cheeks, everything is different. It's like I'm just going to stop doing that because I don't agree with it. And I think there have just been a few moments where I'm like, are my actions conflicting with my core beliefs? Yes, often, all the time. Sometimes that's fine, can't bother to deal with it. And sometimes I'm like, you know what? Let's change that.
I think it needs to change. Because otherwise it's like, what's the point if my you're right, it's core beliefs, it's my core one of my fundamental values in life is that I never want to make anyone feel bad, and I like things that are real and not fucking fake. So,
and also, like, people aren't necessarily looking at a picture of you with a filter on thinking they making them feel bad. It mostly just makes you feel bad. It's like, if you can't control how that makes other people feel, you know for a fact that it's showing you that there's a version of you that can be shown to the public, and it's an altered version of you.
In order for people to look at you, you essentially have to be wearing a mask.
You have to have a pink cowboy hat.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah, I need to have a pink cowboy hat on, Dalmatian sunglasses, no fucking texture on my skin, and my lips need to be probably four times the size. Sorry.
Yeah. Because also, we're all going to the same hellhole. Like, I'm not blaming... I'll look at a ton of girls on Instagram, but it's not their problem that I'm feeling bad about myself. Mm. But I need to control what I am doing.
Completely agree. I like this message that we got. Mm-hmm. Someone said that I forgot what it's like to quietly chase my goals. Why do people feel the need to tell everyone everything? Ooh. Because when I chase the goal silently, the pursuit and result is a reflection of my own essence. But when we tell people, it opens the line up for opinions, criticism, doubt planting, etc.
I agree with this so much. Yeah. I am not a goal sharer.
No, you're not a goal sharer. And I agree.
I'm not really a big sharer, which I think is why I need to take some time away to reflect on all the shit I've been talking for the past few months.
Yeah. What have I said? Oh my God, it'll be quite scary. We'll be like, get to like week two and be like, God, this is embarrassing.
I know.
I think some space might be quite scary. Like to be like, oh God, okay. Mm-hmm. That's all been said now. But yeah, I really like that. Just the idea that, I mean, when you share something, it kind of loses a tiny percentage of its like sparkle. As soon as you say something, I'm doing this, it's almost like, I do think there's something amazing in sharing shit openly and not being scared. But it's the thing of, if you're running a marathon, you're running a marathon. And then if you're running a marathon. But if you're running a marathon on Instagram, a tiny bit of the performance comes in.
Right. Like, well, also the thing of people being like, oh, I didn't think you were the kind of person who would run a marathon.
It's exactly.
Like, I wish I could exist in the parallel universe where you never said that to me. And now I can't.
Yeah, exactly. Now I know that, now I have a little bit of disbelief with me on every step that I take.
Uh-huh. Just opinions that I didn't need. Weighing you down.
It teaches you as well that there's nothing worthwhile in an achievement unless that achievement is validated from other people. But I also don't think it's bad if you have something amazing happen, you graduate and you want to show everyone you graduated, fuck yeah. But I think don't lose the Instagram does teach you that an achievement is nothing unless you share it. If you got married and you didn't post a picture from your wedding day, people are saying, what happened on your wedding day?
It doesn't matter how good the food tasted. Mm. How did it look on your Instagram? It doesn't matter how amazing your friends are. What do they look like? Like, blah, blah, blah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not even a chit. It's literally anything in your life only matters when other people have got their filthy paws on your silky drawers.
100%.
And people are eyeing it up. That's the, like...
I think ask yourself, when was the last time something stunning happened to you or you did something stunning that you didn't take a photo of and share?
You just kept it for yourself.
When was the last time you did that? Because I think that's one of the questions I'm asking myself, is when was the last time that something looked amazing in the real world and I didn't, my first instinct wasn't to take a photo of it and get my phone out. I don't think it's that often.
And it was totally yours.
Yeah.
It was totally yours. No one was...
There's a sunset, there's a cat, you've got a cup of tea.
Mm.
Why is my phone out? My phone does not need to feature in that moment.
One of these things is not like the other, yeah.
The life, your life is a life that is just passing. You don't need to do that. And that doesn't set... It's not like a revolutionary thought, but I think when you actually think, when was the fucking last time you went to a party or you went on a night out and you didn't take a photo of it, you just had the night out with your friends, you didn't put on a nice outfit and think, can we get a good photo tonight?
Yeah.
Was the last time you just wore a nice outfit to wear a nice outfit?
Or maybe all the time, but could still be more often, maybe. This reminds me of this thing that I remember really taking to heart, and I'm probably going to butcher it. Well, I definitely will butcher it, but Sammy Maria, my love, Steffi still calls her beauty crush.
My sister saw her the other day.
Really?
My sister saw her at the station.
Oh, that's nice.
And I said, Wing's also seen her baby before.
And I met her when I was 13.
Wow. Why?
Isn't that crazy? I just bumped into her.
Oh, wow. Beauty crush.
Beauty crush, yeah. I said, is that beauty crush?
And it was.
Anyway.
Yeah.
She said this amazing thing, actually, about her daughter I don't know if it was like a Q&A, someone had asked her something about her or something. She basically said, she gave the general sentiment of she thinks about her daughter and social media, and she thinks that, you know, she would want to protect her daughter from social media in so many ways because she can see that her daughter has so much worth and just wouldn't want to be, you know, clouded and like dragged down by this place that can be so dangerous. Mm. And then she thought, but why is it okay for me then? Like, yeah, if I can protect this beautiful angel child from it, why is that not how I see myself?
Literally.
Some things like achievements, blah, 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 your baby, some things are sacred and it's actually amazing to keep them sacred and keep them just as yours. And yeah, sometimes it's amazing to share things completely. Yeah. Goes without saying.
But that's where the boundaries have been blurred. And I think it should be obvious that some things are amazing to be yours and some things are amazing to be shared. Mm. That is absolutely amazing. That is balance. That's when that's in balance, that's everything. But what Instagram and social media teach you is that nothing should be yours, or the things that should be yours are the shameful, embarrassing things that aren't good enough. And everything else should be shared. Your breakfast looks great, so you take loads of photos of that, but your dinner is embarrassing. You should not take photos of your dinner. Like, it's just like, wait, you're teaching yourself that if something doesn't look good,
it has no value. Mm.
Then you should never own up to it, almost. It should be a dirty secret. If your outfit on Friday night looked amazing, so you take loads of photos, you post loads of pics of it, and then your outfit on the Sunday where you're hungover, you've got greasy hair, you can't post that. It's shameful. It's disgusting. It's not the real you. And you start to like kind of fragment yourself into the real version of myself that everyone can see and the version of myself that is disgusting and not acceptable.
Yeah, versions of you that are worthy or unworthy based on what you imagine other people would say about them.
Yeah, and that doesn't necessarily mean post pictures of the greasy hair, post pictures of the fucking disgusting food that you don't like or whatever.
I don't want to see that shit. I'm not thinking I do.
It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean share, but it's just this, like, why is there...
Just have an awareness of how you think about yourself, I think.
Of how you're presenting yourself as good and bad or shareable and unshareable.
I think as well, like, I was going to say it, kind of sharing a nice sunset or sharing that you got a new job or whatever, blah, 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 is great. But what social media has done is kind of, we don't know how to share things with people that we love anymore because we don't.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like if you're going to share that you got a new job, you don't like message your friend. Well, you'll message your friends or whatever. But like people that you may have once in the early 2000s picked up the phone and said, oh, I've got that job. That remember we briefly spoke about it, blah, blah, blah. They only hear about it now in the same way that you told your second cousin who lives abroad, in the same way that you told the guy you used to work with in that job 2 years ago, in the same way that you told someone you went to primary school with. Like, you're not just sharing with people that you care about. You're sharing with literally everyone who's ever had access to you.
You're performing for them. And then that makes it really, I find, quite disingenuous almost when you've said, oh, like, for example, I have people that are super, super close to me and I'll say, oh yeah, I did this thing the other day. Oh yeah, no, I've already seen it. And it's like, that makes me feel bad. That makes me feel really bad, actually. The idea that you say, yeah, I've got, for example, yeah, I've got that job. I've got this new job. I'm really happy with it. You no longer get to phone up, your best friend and say, yeah, I got this job. It's like, yeah, no, I already know. It's like, that doesn't feel good to me. That feels like I've lost the connection there.
I had a thing where I was speaking to my friend on the phone. She was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, I'm so shit. I didn't really, but I was like, oh, all of this is going on. Like, blah, 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 blah. It's not great times at the moment. And she was like, I literally thought you were having the best time because of everything that I saw, which is like, yeah, I am having the best time in those times. But also there's
a human
being life going on in the real world.
And that's what social media does, especially Instagram, that it's just... It's black or white. Either you're...
It takes all the context away, it takes all the nuance away, it takes all the story away, it takes all the humanity away.
I was about to say, it takes all the humanity away.
And you just become a little avatar. I just don't want people to be feeling bad in that, because I think a part of it, the part that bothers me, is it feels like a race.
Yeah, 100%. The falling behind feeling.
I don't like that. I don't want to be racing with everyone.
No.
I don't want to compete with anybody. I'll let you win, hands straight up.
Especially not with the people, like, if you think about Instagram kind of spheres, if the people that are in our Instagram spheres are mostly young girls, it's like, if I want to be competing with anyone in this world, it is not my peers.
No way in hell.
It is not these stunning people. not competing. I drop out. I drop out of the competition.
Of the race. Kaniki needs to be my second.
Yeah, literally.
Why am I doing Grease references today?
See a penny, pick it up. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, there was a bit in this documentary that I watched, and I think it was talking about how Instagram in particular is quite insidious. And I don't know what it was saying, but it was like somehow they measured what each social media was, like what was at the core of each social media, and they said that for like Facebook, it's like friends and family connection, whatever, or it's like sharing, or and TikTok was performance, and Instagram, what was at the very core of it, was bodies and comparison.
Wow.
And I just thought, wow, like that is, if TikTok is about performance, which I totally see, Facebook, yeah, it's small scale, it's friendship.
Facebook is about hating vaccines and people who aren't white.
and then it was like, and Twitter is about opinions, and Snapchat, they said something that I slightly disagreed with. They were like, it's about like filters or something.
It's
like,
it's about child pornography, more like.
It's about stalking children on a map. And then Instagram was about bodies and comparison. When you actually boil it down, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, I totally think it's about comparison.
It's about you look at what they have presented you and you directly compare your life to it. Like, and that seems basic, but it's like, no, that is literally what each of these images is. Each image is an image of a life that looks way more fucking stunning than where you're sitting right now. That doesn't sound good.
It doesn't, does it?
When you have TikTok, which I also can't be on, which is about performance, fuck, I can get into a performance. If that's like the essence of the technology, which yeah. I also think it's not really, it's about addicting you to an algorithm. But the benefits I got out of TikTok in terms of I was actually laughing, I was actually feeling emotions. It was like a fucking roller coaster, and I don't want it. But I was actually getting, I was gaining some things from it. I was also losing a lot of fucking time from it.
Hours, yeah.
Hours of my life for little laughs. But Instagram, I'm not rolling on the floor laughing at an Instagram. The majority make me feel neutral to bad. So what the fuck?
I think that, yeah, that's as well, like the problem is we don't know what we're doing. That's a niche one. I might have to explain that one. That's in yeah. Goblet of Fire when
I think
they say, sorry guys, you have to be 17. Yeah, I'm Fred and George. Fred and George are like, what? And everyone's like kicking off like, oh fuck, I was gonna nominate myself in the Goblet of Fire to kill myself, whatever, blah blah blah. And Fred and George are like, you don't know what you're doing. It's just such a ridiculous thing to say.
I remember you saying like it's clearly like the director just be outraged, guys. Yeah. They don't have their line isn't specifically you don't know what you're doing.
No, they didn't have a line, and they're just ad-libbing.
So just shout what you shout. You don't know what you're doing.
Speaking from the heart. A little bit of improv from Fred and John. You don't know what you're doing.
It's why they're my faves.
Funny.
They're so funny.
They are funny. I just hope everyone's feeling all right. And like, I just want to be open. Like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
We don't know what we're doing.
And I just I don't know what I'm doing. And I want to be very explicit in saying, like, I really don't know what I'm doing. And I sincerely apologize if at any point along this journey that we've all had together that I have somehow made it seem like I sometimes do. I don't.
No.
I really don't.
No.
And my goal is I just don't want people to be like fucking overwhelmed every day. Wake up, roll over, go on your phone, overwhelmed. Get dressed, overwhelmed. Get changed, didn't like the way you look, overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Go to school, overwhelmed. Go to work, overwhelmed. Like,
that's
God,
it.
It's horrible.
I honestly think that is, I don't know if it's the human experience, but it's definitely like the 2022 experience. Or
it's the Zephy and Wing experience.
It's definitely been my experience of this life so far, is just every single thing feels just like a bit much.
I just want to be like a bit of comfort for people who are feeling a bit like fried in the world.
Yeah. I do think it's the two sides of like, yeah, there's the bit of Instagram that's bad. It's, we know, don't follow accounts that make you feel bad. We know this. We've known it for years. For some reason, it's not sinking in.
That's what the explore page is for.
Literally, go on the explore page to see people that are going to make you feel bad.
Don't follow them, guys. Just wait for the algorithm to feed them to you anyway.
It makes no sense. We know this, but I just think one of the main things is when you feel yourself like, and it was reflected a lot in the messages of people losing themselves in curating their life. I think for me that is the part, like I've done the thing. I know that social media is fucking bad as a consumer. I know that it doesn't work for me to be scrolling. That's not something I want in my life. But I think the aspect that was coming up a lot was the curation of your life, as if your life isn't good enough and all of that. I just think that's the bit that that's for me, I think why I need to take the time back of like, what the fuck? Like, why can't you just be the version of yourself that you wake up as? Can that not be good enough to share? Can that not be valid?
So hang on, if you think about like consumption versus creation, your most dangerous part is on the stuff that you're putting out, you think?
I think it's the awareness of being perceived.
Oh god, that fucks me up. That,
because I don't think it's actually I don't think it's my actual time actually physically posting or putting stuff on the story or anything like that, or anything, but I think, or recording or anything like this.
Yeah, I think that's the best part.
100%. That's absolutely stunning, because that's actually creating. That's creativity. I love it.
And generosity,
of course. But I think what fucks me up is it doesn't end with you record an episode and you leave that there in the creation process and it was stunning. I think it follows you around, the weird fucking identity that is building up around you, until it becomes almost indistinguishable whether you, for example, had a cup of coffee and you liked your cup of coffee, or whether you want to take a photo about your cup of coffee, make a point about your cup of coffee. Do you want to... It's building some weird thing around yourself, almost as like this weird armor of performance. And it's actually like, no, fucking drop it. I don't want it. I want to be there when we're recording. I want to be there if I take a photo of something that I want to post. But what I don't need or want is that to follow you around and outweigh who you are, just when you're lying in bed or when you're at home with your family, but that bit there that's not aesthetic enough to post or anything. I just want it just to all be normal. I want a nice, normal show.
Nice, normal. I want a nice, clean game from all of you. Not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if I asked you this already, but maybe you didn't give me a proper answer because I'm absolutely dying to know.
Oh, lovely.
How has your relationship to social media changed over the past couple of years? Did I ask you that?
No, I don't think you have, but I feel like we talk about that a lot.
I think I ask you that just like every other day.
Maybe you did, and I said in every conceivable way, because maybe I was just about to say that again, in every conceivable way. Does it rule your life?
Yeah.
In every conceivable way.
Yeah.
It's completely changed. This is what I mean by I have the awareness of the performance. I have an awareness of a perception of me that I never had before. How has it changed for you?
I just think during the pandemic, the scales got really tipped. Like when I talk about seeing people in real life, it's like I'm still not over that. When I see people, I'm still thinking, like, it still kind of hits me that they're real people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, especially at the beginning of the pandemic, I think it just, the scales were so tipped in the sense of I was just experiencing the world through a screen rather than just being in that world. And there's nothing really tangible there. And then obviously that's changed with the podcast. Like now, it's like my life has changed. Like I'm living in a new space. Like there are lots of things that have changed. I have lots of good things in my life. I had good things in my life before, but now I've got more good things.
Yeah.
But I still feel shit all the fucking time.
Mm.
But now I have people occasionally being like, you're amazing. And that's like, what?
But that's, I think, where the discrepancy, whatever, that's where that comes in. It's quite, I think, confusing to be feeling bad and then get a message saying, you guys are great. It's just like, oh, I wish I could feel it. And I think that's why we need the time off to feel okay, process what's happened.
Yeah.
And then I might be able to believe someone when they say, you guys are great. I don't know if you agree.
I do agree completely. Always agree. Well, not always, but
don't always agree with this. It's a mess.
I don't always agree, but I do agree. But I think I also like had to come to terms with, I don't know. I think what I hadn't really realised was a big thing for me.
What?
God, you hear that?
Party time.
Lads, lads, lads.
Yeah, lads on the town.
Oh, cheeky Nando's at my door. It's because there's loads of Airbnbs down this road. Anyway, no one cares. I think something that I didn't really realise is how much it probably impacted me having this constant stream of people on my phone that in lots of ways don't represent me. And this kind of came up for me on the podcast, but I think it comes up for people in different ways, just to be hashtag relatable.
Mm.
I think I got to a point even like recently where I was thinking, like, if I'm someone that's giving people content and the only way I can do that nicely is, or like the only way that I can not hate that is by just trying to be authentic,
yeah,
then I don't know, there are parts of me that I don't know, it's like if I'm being real with everyone, which I need to be, then yeah, a big part of my quote-unquote brand, for people that don't know me in real life but have consumed hours of me talking, is gonna be like, oh, like she's got mental health problems, like, oh, she's that. Do you know what I mean? And I think I think you just see a lot of, there are lots of ways that I'm absolutely reflected in social media, like scrolling through it, it's like, yeah, tons of these girls look like me. But in a real sense, the ways that you aren't being represented, like, which is why I think it's important when people are authentic. And I know, Seffi, those things that you've spoken about of your experience, that's why people will feel better about themselves that day. And that's why people will feel connected to you, is because you shared something that even if you weren't super secure in it in that moment, you spoke honestly and freely. And it isn't something that is necessarily completely represented everywhere. And that is what you take from it, because that's the most valued thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost feel like I became aware of myself in a different way through social media, because I think I've consumed a lot of the same type of person.
Yeah.
And it's really made me identify in myself the parts of me that make me different, the parts of me that are not represented everywhere, that just make you who you are.
I think that's quite nice.
I think it's so nice, definitely.
It's definitely jarring though when you realize that a thing someone relates to you about is the thing that you kind of, I don't know, have no grip on, I guess.
I think the bit that's jarring is sharing things that you don't have a grip on. I think people connecting to it is, I think that's the that's the good bit.
Yeah, but then
you're not an authority on anything.
The bit that I kind of find weird about that is, I've been saying before pretty much every episode, I don't want to talk about bodies, and I'm not going to talk about bodies because I physically can't, as in like body image stuff at the moment, I just can't. But like, I think that's one of the things where because pretty much all of the messages, well, not all of them, but when I was scrolling through, I think probably I'm just tuned into it, but I see so much stuff, even this one, Instagram makes me feel bad about my body, Instagram makes me feel bad about my body, body dysmorphia, blah, blah, blah. And I get messages saying like, talk about body dysmorphia, all of this stuff. And it's just like, I can't even say the words. Like Seffi, can you talk about that? It's like, I am no authority on that. Like I have never had something have a grip on me more than this does. So it's just, it's like, there to me is why can I not decide the word between discrepancy or disparity, which I feel like I've made up that word.
You haven't, disparity. But I like discrepancy.
There's a discrepancy between how I see myself or how I literally am, which is someone that at the moment or throughout my teenage and adult life have like quite badly suffered with body dysmorphia to a point where it's like it's ruined so much of my experiences and still has its fucking dirty claws on every element of my life. Then people messaging saying you've helped me with it, and it's like, I can't have, because you're like, I'm not the well of info that you, like when you say speak about it, it's like I'm just gonna fucking cry. So I don't know what I could possibly give other than saying, or like I would love to get to a point where I would have something to give, but at the moment I'm just a total mess. The only word is mess, a fucking mess with it. So I find that one of the weird bits, when it's like, it's not so much the identification of, oh yeah, people connect with it, but it's almost like, I can't do anything.
It's the discomfort in the actual thing.
Yeah.
And having that be, or you feel like it's public, or responsibility to share. Lucy Moon, who I love. Love Lucy Moon, you always say.
You do love Lucy Moon.
Oh, you love Lucy Moon. I do love Lucy Moon.
It's kind of, should we have her over for tea? You love Lucy Moon.
I do love Lucy Moon. And she said, I think she said, again, I'm probably just butchering what everyone's saying, as usual. But I'm sure she said something like, when it comes to social media, she had this little phrase, which was, show your scars, not your wounds.
Stunning. That's it.
Which,
it's too fresh.
It's like, yeah, if you're sat there bleeding out with little like plasters all over you, no one wants to see that. Don't share that. Take your time, please. Go to hospital.
So fucking true.
And then when you want to share your scars, whatever. And I think that's why
you tell the story of
I
the
need
scar.
Some time to process, because I've been sharing wounds. I've been sharing God knows what.
Honestly, I feel like I've been sharing my bare bottom. It's like I've been sharing all kinds of things.
Oh, do you mean,
like,
my
I'm a little
God.
Kid dip for sharing too, like everyone's telling me off. I feel like I'm sharing absurd things. So I think it's time to go. Oh, maybe I don't fucking know.
I think it is time to go.
It's time to go, and it's time. We're gonna do one more episode after this, isn't it?
Yeah, just in March. There's no every Monday in March.
March 2022.
Yes.
No new episodes.
March 2022.
That's assuming we're still going in 2023.
God, yeah, I was gonna say.
Optimistic.
Ambitious.
I feel like we've made it almost sound deeper than it is, as if we're literally crying, we're having a breakdown. We felt incredibly positive when we thought, like, I felt so hopeful. I think it was the first time it was like, oh my God, we're like, I think we're preempting a breakdown rather than reacting to a breakdown, which was quite nice.
Yeah, this is not a bad thing.
It's just needed. And I think we'd be mad to think a break wouldn't be needed. Like, who the fuck do we think we are?
Yeah.
Superman.
Just some time off to come back with some fresh stuff for everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's the best we're gonna get today.
I hope the storm hasn't been too distracting, because it's been distracting me and my windows are rattling.
I know.
I've got little toys of Timmy and Tommy from Animal Crossing. Timmy and Tommy Nook.
So cute.
And they've been falling off the windowsill.
They've been taking the brunt of it.
I mean, the window's closed and they're falling off, so there's definitely some kind of wind coming in here. Oh, there's a ghost. Wouldn't put it past this house. I hope this is... Yeah.
I know. I think we're...
Oh no, what have we
done? I think
we're
being a bit guilty.
What have we done?
What did we just drag them through? No, I think look, the intro would have prepared you for what you're about to go in for. So I just hope that you're feeling at peace in yourself, and like you can just slow down a bit. Why don't you just like have a nice cup of tea? Like, why don't you just get in bed and just chill out? Like, turn your phone off, put fucking Chamber of Secrets on. Oof. Why don't you just take the day?
Also, just because we're melting down about social media doesn't mean you need to be melting down about social media. Like, for us, it feels quite urgent, I feel. I feel like we've given off quite an urgent, like, delete, social media is evil. I think for us, we're due a breakdown for a long time, and it's just, for once, it's coincided, both of us, which is quite amazing.
But it's also, it's not a breakdown.
It's a genius move, in my mind.
Guys, this is nowhere near the breakdowns.
Oh, nowhere near. But I think it's, we both need time off at the same time, which is perfect. But it doesn't mean that you need to. You can do whatever the fuck you want. If you're thriving on social media at the moment, fucking keep it up. It's just, I think, an insidious monster that's trying to eat you alive.
But do what you want.
Do whatever you want. If you like it, then whatever. If you want to keep TikTok, then do whatever you want.
It's giving anti-vax energy.
Massively. It is.
Okay, let's go.
Well, if you don't hear from us, which you will next week, but you won't in March.
You will be hearing from us. Yeah, but you won't be. Okay, yeah, if you don't hear from us,
assume the worst.
I'm sure you would already.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.